Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We take you back to our reading for this day, the very first verse, and the one prior to that in the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, the 5th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. Give thanks for all things at all times to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and be subject to one another because of your reverence for Christ. When Grandpa worked on his car, he always invited his 6-year-old grandson Jake to come over and help him. After this happening several times, the father of Jake asked him one day, "Jake, what does Grandpa pay you for all the help that you give him?" And little Jake put his hand on his hip and looked up at his dad and said, "Grandpa pays me attention." What God has done for us is pay us attention. He has paid attention to our need for forgiveness. He has paid attention to our need to be called out of darkness into His marvelous light. And He has paid attention to the task that we have of declaring that marvelous deed to the whole world. And so Paul writes in his letter to give thanks for all the things at all times to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in doing so, you are subject to one another because of your reverence for Christ. That makes us thankful and respectful people. A thankful church, a thankful family, a thankful individual, a thankful community. Thankful and respectful to God and to each other. The church to whom Paul wrote was a thankful church for one simple reason. The simple reason that they were still in awe that God loved them enough to send His Son to die on a cross for them. They were in wonder of the love of God that was brought to bear in their lives. And that's why Paul could talk to them about the marriage relationship being like Christ's marriage to the church. Because they were in awe of the love of God, and Paul was saying that same love is a part of your relationship in that family. They stood in awe that God was willing to stoop down and put on flesh and dwell among us to save us. Now, sometimes the problems that you and I face today is that we've lost that wonder, that we don't stand in awe anymore of the great love that God has given to us, that all kinds of other things have come into our lives to turn us away from our first love, the love of God in Christ Jesus for us. We're kind of like the pastor in Arizona who had a hard time communicating to his people to get his message across to them, because he said, "Arizona is so beautiful in the wintertime that heaven doesn't interest these people. And it's so hot in the summertime that hell doesn't scare them." And there's no longer any wonder at what God can do or what the devil can do. Perhaps we oftentimes lose that wonder and amazement and dazzlement at what God has done for us. These people in Ephesus were conscious that they were in the hands of God, that by the grace of God they were what they were, and by the grace of God they could live their lives as a people freed from sin and willing to be subject to one another in the love of Jesus Christ. Two communities, One, the example that Paul gives, and one I will share with you, that this dazzlement and wonder and awe and consciousness of being in the hands of God. I think number one of the Lutheran Women's Missionary League. A couple of years ago, I don't know if it was synod-wide, I know it was in our district, that the theme for the Indiana District LWML was Fix Your Eyes on Jesus. And I see them as a community of believers, as people who have fixed their eyes on Christ. And what that has done for them is it enabled them to focus on the mission of the church. It has enabled them to focus on what it means to be a child of God, focusing on the face of Christ and sharing that Christ with the world around them. Their intense purpose of being in mission is because I believe they still are in wonder and dazzled by the great love of God for them in their lives. And the other example is the marriage relationship that Paul shares with us in our text. That we love one another as Christ loved the church. That he was willing to give his life for the church. That he was willing to subject himself to all that he subjected himself to in order that we might be together, that we might be reconciled, and that we might know that we are in the hands of God. So we are a thankful church, regaining that awe and that wonder and that dazzlement at what God has done for us in Christ Jesus. And that leads us then to be a respectful church, a church that respects God and respects each other. Pastor Hull shared it with us in chapel yesterday. If you love God, you love God's people. If you trust God, you trust God's people. That kind of love and respect and subjection to one another means that you have a mutual honor and respect for each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. Because the same Christ who has grabbed a hold of me and changed my life is the same Christ that has done the same to you. He has washed away my sins. He has reminded me consistently of what Christ means through word, and he has provided me with a meal that enables me to kneel and receive his very body and blood, that I might be reminded of the wonder of God's love for me, and that it's for you as well. And so I respect you, and I love you, because we respect one another in Christ, and because of Christ. He is the one who subjected himself, who helped us understand what subjection was all about, that it's not a bad word, that he subjected himself to establish a relationship, to establish a relationship that had been broken by sin, to break down walls that we had built between ourselves and God and each other, and to recognize, as Paul puts it, that we give thanks for all things at all times to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's in his name that we're able to be respectful of one another. And every relationship we have, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's in our church, in our families, in our communities, it's a relationship that is in the Lord. And so we fix our eyes as a thankful people and a respectful people, giving thanks always and in all things to our Lord Jesus Christ. There was once a wife who was going out of town for a few days, so she left a list of chores for her husband to do. And just as a joke, she put item 5 on the list, and that was think about your wife a lot. When she came back after being gone for 3 days, she looked at the list, which was on the refrigerator, and he had crossed out everyone but number 5. And she was kind of ticked off about this, and so she went up to her husband and she said, "Didn't you think about me? You didn't cross it off your list." And his response to her was, "I started to, but I never got finished." Jesus Christ started to think about us, and he never got finished. You and I stand in the awe of a God who loves us greatly. And in awe of that love, we never get finished being thankful or respectful to him and to each other. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.